breaking barriers. You need to understand where the devil operates, God operates, and you operate. In a world of spiritual warfare, understanding spiritual territories is winning the battle halfway already. Just understanding. Even before you pray, the fact that you know spiritual territories, you have already won even before you have prayed. In a world of examination, understanding a question, you're already halfway correct. Imagine a question in exams. What is your name? And you're understanding it as, where are you going? So understanding a question in the same manner, in the world of spiritual warfare, the ability and mastery of understanding spiritual territories, already you are halfway winning the battle, even before you have fought it. It is the same issue with the physical battle in the military. They will never go to war without intelligence. They have to know who is the enemy, where is the enemy, what is the weapon the enemy is using, what is the source of his income, so they can understand. If they don't, they have already lost it, because they might be ambushed into a guerrilla war. They might think they are going into a normal war where they deal with a terrorist. And you don't know you're dealing with a terrorist. And when you meet them, when you capture them as prisoners of war, you are treating them properly. Where when they capture your own, they cut their heads. So you must understand what type of battle. So this is important. So where does God operate from? Well, everybody else knows in Psalms 24, verse 1, the Bible says what? It says, the earth is the Lord and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. So if the earth is the Lord's, so what are we talking about? First and foremost, you must understand this. The earth is not the only created place by God. So we have a lot of things in the space that are created by God, which until today, even NASA have not yet discovered. What is this? And they're trying to discover things created by God. So where does God operate from? Where does the devil operate from? And where does man operate from? Man was given the earth. Not God. The earth is just his territory. One of his territories. God will not just show up in your house and solve your problem. You have to invite him. That thing of inviting him is called prayer. Somebody shout, I'm in charge.
I'm in charge.
Exactly. So in chapter 1 of Genesis, verse 26, and again verse 28, go to verse 28, it says what?
Then God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air.
Have what?
Have dominion.
Who must have dominion?
Man.
So God gave dominion to who?
To man.
Exactly, not to himself. What is dominion? It's power over. So whatever is happening around you, it's God is not involved. Imagine King Saul sitting in the tent. Goliath stands there. And everybody says, God, please come down. Father, Lord, even some worshippers began to sing song. Oh, Lord, come down and manifest your power. God was not coming down. David comes and he says, what's happening? They said, that guy. David, he says, we have been given dominion. We've been given power. Power is in us. He says, you, today, your head will be given in my house. He goes to face him. Now imagine we've got people right now who are sitting in the houses thinking, I don't know what's going to happen with my life. We've been in places where everybody's like, what's going to happen to them now? What's going to happen? We know we are in charge. So that's like, angels, please, angels. You have the power. There's no money in your account. You must know what to do. Go in your room and close the door. Speak in tongues. Summon it. Invite it. Say, your man, I call you forth. Oh, my God. Am I talking to somebody? Imagine somebody just going, like, oh, I don't know what's going to happen now. I don't know. We have been given the power. But now, get this right. So God gave man dominion over the things of the air, the things of the water, the things of the land. God gave him power and dominion. Listen to me. In verse 26 of the same chapter of Genesis, God is telling the Son and the Holy Spirit. And this is what God is saying. Then God said, let us. He's not saying, let me. Because there is this Father, there is the Son, and there's a Spirit. The word us is not a single word. It is plural. And God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish. So God's primary purpose of man's creation is him to have dominion on earth. And God puts in emphasis in verse 28 by empowering a man with dominion, dominance. Some here. When man sinned and lost the dominion, God sends Jesus again on earth to die, to restore that dominion. When Jesus rose from the dead, he says, now all power has been given to me. Meaning before he died on earth, he was still as a man who was operating under the power which was already lost by Adam. But when he rose, he said what? All power has been given to me. Therefore, I give you the power. So power was restored. You must have an attitude of, you devil, you come over my way, I'll cut you off. I'm going to dismantle you. Not in my house. Somebody said, not in my house. That attitude. Lord, I don't know what to do. Imagine, especially someone, you're watching me now, you love crying. Why? Like, you're even crying, not a long time ago. Imagine crying in the bedroom. What is the secret in that bedroom? Is it a crying bottle? It's like there's Wi-Fi. Crying will not help you. Now, what I'm about to teach you tonight is going to open your eyes, so you better listen. So man operates on earth. Where does God operate? God operates in revelation. Now, you didn't hear me. Where does God operate? In revelation. And where does the devil operate? In ignorance. Let's break this teaching. Breaking barriers. Can we go ahead? Okay. So what do I mean? Imagine Peter. Jesus says, some people say, I am Moses. Some say I'm Elijah. Some say I'm one of the prophets. Who do you say I am? Peter says, you are the Messiah. You are the Son of God. And Jesus says, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Therefore, what happened? What did Jesus say to him now? Your name has what? Changed. You are now Peter. Then he says, on you, on this rock, I'll build my church and the gates of hell. Why all these things have been given? Because the flesh and blood did not reveal, but the Father revealed. Where there was revelation, there were keys. Where there was revelation, even gates of hell will not prevail. Where there was revelation, even heaven will build a church on him. Where there was revelation, even his name changed, because God operates. This is why everyone was touching Jesus. Everybody was touching Jesus. Everyone. But there was one woman. The Bible said, for she said in her heart, if I touch, I'll be healed. There are people who preach that the woman was healed because she touched the hem. No, the Bible does not say she was healed because she touched the hem. The Bible said, for she said in her heart, for she said to herself, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. It is not the touching that healed her. It is the revelation in her. God operates in revelation. It's a revelation. So that's why we're going to be all of us here. But to whom the hand of the Lord has been revealed. So when we are dealing with the spiritual warfare, firstly, we don't just pray. Firstly, we need to tap into revelation to understand the spiritual world, because God is in revelation. Remember, the system of heaven is hidden. No one even knows where heaven is. God himself hides. You are born until today, you just believe something you hear. Because it is hidden. And what is hidden can only be discovered by revelation. Now, so if God is in revelation, the devil is in what? Ignorance. The Bible says they are in error because they do not understand the scriptures. They are making mistakes. They are in trouble. They are in problems because they do not know. And then he says, and you shall know the truth. After knowing it, you shall be made free. Revelation. Imagine Moses was standing like this, and everybody was crying. We're about to die, we're about to die, we're about to die, and there's a Red Sea. We're about to die, we're about to die. The miracle was just in raising a hand. Imagine a miracle was just in raising up. God said, why are you panicking? Raise up a hand. When he raised the hand, water split. Imagine you suffering and struggling, yet a miracle is just go in your bedroom and hit the wall 2 times. There was a man who grew up in a place of Siloam. He grew up there. He was staying in that place. People feed the animals on that well. Yet Jesus went and said, if you want to see? He said, yeah, I'm blind. He says, go and wash at that well. He was passing there every day, not knowing that well, just washing the eyes, they'll be healed. Because God is in revelation. So the more revelation you have, the more miracles you see. It is not just the wherever, oh, we are going to church, we are praying, oh, major one, oh, oh, trust you me, I can actually be very close to you and you get nothing. Peter said, we are here, we're touching you, everybody is touching you. What do you mean when you say somebody touched you? He said, because power has left me. Power did not respond to the touching of everyone. Power responded to revelation of one woman. Did you hear that? So when you are sitting where you are sitting, when you're watching me where you're watching me, right this minute, it only takes revelation to turn around your life. When you have revelation, you're already understanding warfare. We want to, this teaching is about breaking barriers. We are dealing with the preamble. First, you must understand the battlefield before entering the battlefield. I want you to understand this. Understand, firstly, revelation. Say with me, revelation.
Revelation.
That's why the devil fights revelation. People come to his disciples of Jesus, who will come to his disciples, and they say, he's not the Messiah. He's just one of the prophets. And some will come and say, he's a sinner. Read your Bible. They said he's a drunkard, he drinks. Imagine. There was a rumor, the whole Israel, that Jesus drinks. To remove what? Revelation from the followers. And some turned back. Some left him. Because what the devil deals with is revelation. Now imagine you just been told that Jesus is a drunkard. And you are there and he's teaching. Yeah, you are following, but you're not looking at him the same. Okay, now we have discovered three worlds of warfare. The devil operates in ignorance. God operates in revelation. And a man operates in the flesh, the earth. So what is the earth? What is the flesh? This deals with emotions. Logical reasoning. Thinking like a normal human being. Your sensual capabilities and thinking. Your senses. And the devil operates in ignorance. He makes sure you don't know. And what you don't know, the Bible says, my people are perishing because they do not know. Ignorance. Are you there? Let's open the scripture. Matthew 26, verse 41. Watch and pray. The scripture does not say pray. And the one talking is not a writer. It is not just a man who's putting that verse in the Bible. It is Jesus himself. He says, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Before I go ahead here, how many prayed today? Anyway, whether in the morning or just somewhere else, whether in church, how many prayed today? But definitely, I can also challenge you that most of you prayed without watching. Now, the word watch there, it tells you, what does it mean? Now, the word watch in the Bible from the Old Testament, it comes from an element of a tower. Every city had a tower or a mountain. In these places, there used to be a person who was watching if enemies are coming. This person was having a trumpet. Are you there? Yes. The person was having what? And he was known as a watchman. That's what the Bible says. If it is not the Lord who is watching over the city, they that watch over it, they watch in what? In vain. So there were people who have to stand on the tower. And when they see enemies coming, they would blow the trumpet. This trumpet was known as the warning trumpet, that the enemy is coming. When he blows the trumpet, soldiers will begin to go and take their positions to fight. Are you there? So in the scripture, Jesus is telling you to do two jobs yourself. A job of a watchman and a job of a fighter. He says, watch and fight. Okay. Hello? Come on. I say hello. Hello.
Hi.
Someone is about to win a battle here. Someone is about to come out with a testimony. Once you get this teaching right, I'm telling you, once you get this teaching right, you get into a level like some of us, where when you go in your room, when you say in the name of Jesus, let this thing be done in this way, it will be done in that way. Most of you are still struggling. You can't operate on the earth and expect results. You can't operate in ignorance and expect results. Now watch this. Jesus says watch. Why is he saying watch and pray? Because he understands before prayer, there are some things that can come to block that prayer. Watch and pray. What was the answer? The answer was, the spirit is willing. Let's read it. Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The word temptation there, it is not a temptation of sinning. No. The temptation which is used there is the one that you are tested. When the scripture says, do not lead us into temptation, that's the temptation. God cannot tempt you to sin. So if your understanding is they do not lead us into temptation, you are asking God to protect you from leading you into sin, it is wrong. The temptation which is there is where you find yourself in a certain predicament. God can allow that to happen to you. There are people right now who are in trouble. That's to be tempted. So now, hear this. The Bible says, watch and pray that you don't find yourself in trouble. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Now, already the word the flesh is weak, I have told you, right? That's the third part of what? Warfare. Ignorance, revelation, and the flesh. The flesh is what? The flesh is weak. Now imagine you're operating from the flesh. Already you have what? Lost the battle. Because you're operating from weakness, from emotions, from imaginations. You are looking at what you are facing and analyzing to say, oh my God, with all these things happening, will this ever be done? You have got questions. You are thinking as a human being. Now you are already operating from the flesh, a place of weakness. Then Peter speaks to Jesus. Then Jesus says, the one day, the way you have answered me, you did not operate in the flesh. You operated from revelation. You have a neighbor? Give that neighbor a high five, a nice one. Say, come out of the flesh. Get them again. Say, come out of ignorance. You know what's going to happen? You know what is going to happen? Most of you, that's what the devil understands, and he blocks your visions and your dreams. I am praying to God that one day you just become just even half of me. Can you imagine you sleeping at night like this? Then you have got a dream where you are being told to say, tomorrow, check this number. Zillow, what, pa 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 bam. Tomorrow, call this number. This is ABCD. He will help you on what you're looking for. Tomorrow, take this number. Can you imagine if you can get into a level where you have got access to revelation? When I analyze most of you, you are so normal. You are like just another random person. And yet you're supposed to live a life completely different. But what makes you live in the same status quo, it is because you're operating from ignorance where they're operating from. You're operating from flesh where they're operating from. Get out and operate in revelation. So with me, revelation. Now let me show you something. Watch and pray. So Jesus is expecting you to pray with intelligence. Do we agree?
Yes.
Okay, do we agree?
Yes.
Number two, Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Okay, I have another 5 minutes to finish. Genesis, all right? Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Now the serpent was more cunning. Come on, let's read together that part. I'm about to finish, but this is the most interesting part. 1, 3, go read.
Now the serpent was more cunning than any other beast in the field which the Lord had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?"
All right. The word cunning there comes from a Hebrew word aram, which means clever, but not in a good way. It means being so clever in a tricky way. It also means to cover up, but in a very clever way that no one would understand. Now imagine that the devil comes in the same field and meets Eve. And the battle the devil used on her was not arrows, but cunning. Cunning meaning to say, when the devil is approaching to you, you will enter your mind in a way that you will not understand it's the devil. He will cover it up that you will think it's a good idea. Somebody say, Lord, help me.
Lord, help me.
We are going into dealing with this. So shrewd, sly, tricky, cover up. Now imagine right now there are things happening around you. You know I have this problem, but you don't, until today you don't know why and how. The only thing you know right now, nothing is moving. What is causing that? You have no idea. Things are stagnant. And then he tells you it is okay. So we have people right now who are in trouble. But because the devil is so tricky, cunning, he now goes into their mind and tells them to look things as if they are normal. Tell your neighbor, things are not normal.
Things are not normal.
Say, neighbor,
you are sinking.
Say, you are coming out.
Coming out.
Now, get this. Why am I teaching this teaching? Because the first barrier that we must deal with is the barrier of ignorance. Then when we deal other barriers, you will know the spiritual warfare very well. you will know how to say out. You will know where to operate from. Now, so the devil was so cunning above any other thing that lived, that God had made. So when we say the devil was so cunning, we are referring to the devil fighting using God's system. Be careful. The devil, the snake, was not outside Eden. Eden was the most sacred place. That's where the devil was. When we say cunning, we mean the battle you have is in fact in your own house. In fact, in your own relationship. In fact, your own family. In fact, your own church. In fact, your own system, the devil will penetrate. That's the cunning part. How did the devil find himself in Eden? He is cunning that even when God was giving information, he was not there about the tree. But how does he come? He comes, he's not sure about the information about the tree. But he comes in a way to find out information. Then he asks a question to the woman, and the woman reveals what God said. And there are people right now who you are revealing what God said. I am praying for you now. Today, we want to pray. God, I don't want to operate in ignorance. I don't want to operate in the flesh. Give me revelation. I want to operate. I want to become a precise fighter. Fighting with the divine precision. Cutting edge mastery.